Number 18. Cold air moved into the region last night, pushing temperatures below minus 20 degrees Celsius and dropping almost a meter of snow on Evergreen City. Icy roads were blamed for several car accidents in the area, and ice falling from a tall building resulted in the death of one local man. Schools and government offices were closed, and even the post office shut down for the day. This is the first time since I became the postmaster that we've ever suspended services. I'm not happy about it, but I'd rather be safe than sorry, said Susan Jarvis, the local postmaster. Both employees and residents applauded her decision. If I miss a day of mail, it won't be the end of the world, said Fred Masters, who has lived in Evergreen City for 61 years. While residents were urged to stay indoors, children all over town were quick to grab their skates and head over to Winterberry Lake, which had frozen over. Even the Malamutes, last year's championship hockey team, dropped by to show the kids their moves and sign autographs. Meanwhile, local farmers were struggling to protect their herds. We have to keep our cows well fed and make sure they have plenty of water to drink, said Chester Schifrin. When the temperatures get this low, the water freezes in their buckets, so I have to come out with a portable heater and melt it. He also brought blankets out to keep some of the younger cows warm. Though all flights were canceled for the day, trains were operating on time. Some travelers were surprised to see the train tracks appearing to be on fire. It looked like something you would see in a movie, said one passenger. However, station staff was quick to assure people that it was completely normal. Extreme cold can result in the tracks shrinking and pulling apart from one another, so special gas heaters are used to keep the tracks warm. Meteorologists say that the cold weather won't last, and we should see a good bit of snow melt by the middle of next week. Evergreen City can expect sunny skies for the next few days.